In the armory of Lornth, the assistant chief armsman is sharpening a blade with a whetstone.
Remure?
The thin man looks up from the stool, then stands quickly.
Yes, sir?
Behind Silic, Taric closes the door.
How can I help you, sir?
Since Koryk remains to hold Clannia, I need you to make sure that our armsmen are ready to travel as soon as the road's firm. I don't mean an 8 day later. I mean the day I lift my blade. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. Where do we make ready to go?
I'm not telling you. Nor will I until we start to march.
Sir, that'll make it hard.
Remure's words die under Silic's glare.
I mean, the men.
Let me explain it. I have Ildram and the Jirani to the west, and these evil angels to the east. If I announce I'm going after the angels, Ildram will be in and through Clannia within days after the snows melt, or the rains stop and the roads firm. If I go after Ildram, the traders will raise their prices and lower what they pay, and the angels will be free to take over more of the Westhorns, including the trade routes and the lower pastures. If I do nothing, everyone will think they can make trouble.
Yes, sir. Which are you going to do?
Silic slaps his forehead theatrically and glares at the assistant armsman.
If I tell you and the armsmen of Lornth that I'm going after Ildram, then everyone will tell everyone else, and in 3 days all of Kandar will know, and the traitors and the angels will make trouble. If I say I'm going after the angels, then Ildram and his war women will make trouble. So I can't say. You just have to get them ready. I'll announce where later.
Yes, sir. They won't like it, sir.
Remure, do they want to know and be dead, or not know and be alive?
Sir?
If no one knows where we're going, whether it's after Ildram or the Black Angels, then our enemies can't plan. If they can't plan, then fewer of our men get killed. So just get them ready. Tell them what I told you.
Yes, sir.
You never did indicate, sir.
That's right, Taric. I did not. I do not know what sort of scrying or magic the angels have, so my decision remains unspoken until we leave. That way, Ildram and the angels have to guess not only which one I intend to attack, but also when.
As Remir said, sir, that makes preparation uncertain.
Taric, before this is all over, we'll end up fighting them both. So prepare for both eventualities.
Silic steps out onto the upper landing and turns.
Your preparations won't be wasted.
Taric inclines his head.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Silic turns and walks down the corridor to the quarters where Zeljin waits.